Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, you've been outside here lately. We've all been outside here in recent days, weeks, whatever. We know what it's like out there. It's warm. It's muggy. It's just not terribly comfortable for the human body outside. But, you know, the good side is the human body does have a way of dealing with those types of things. We sweat. You know, we have a way of dealing with that. God took care of us. You know, we're in good shape. You know, we can survive. We can deal with it. Or we can find air conditioning.
That's right.
One or the other. Animals, not so much. Now, I don't know if you've kind of watched the reaction of some of the dogs and cats and things, some of your family pets and things these days. They don't necessarily always deal so well with these types of things. They don't have some of the same built-in protections that we have. They don't have the ability to sweat the way we do. They'll, you know, you can tell when a dog or a especially when a dog is suffering a little bit, they'll be panting like the dickens. You know, they deal with it in a different way than we do. And they depend very much on us, where we can take care of ourselves. We can, you know, even if you don't have air conditioning in your home and you're completely fed up with it, you can go to the library, you can go to the YMCA, you can go to different places to change your situation. Well, your pets don't really have that opportunity necessarily, especially if you have pets that live, for the most part, out of doors. And keeping the animals cool in the summer heat can actually be quite a challenge. We tend to sometimes boil it down to two main things: make sure they have fresh water and make sure they have shade. Well, it would be great in a perfect world if that was all you really needed to worry about. But there are other issues with some of those animals out there, too. Most of us love our family pets just like they were our children. They're part of the family, and the last thing you want is to come home someday and find a tragedy that you could have helped avoid, especially if you have children in the household as well. That's the last thing that they need to experience as young people, too. So, you know, if you have dogs and cats that live outside typically during the course of the day, you know, if you can bring them in, that would be wonderful. They would sure appreciate that. But if it's absolutely not possible to bring them in, well, then there are some things that you can do to deal with it too. You know, one of the problems that that you have, dogs do enjoy a cool sleeping surface. So if you can give them a place to sleep that's a little bit cooler, they would very much love that. But being outside in warmer weather and being a dog especially has some limits, because it's hard for a dog to endure 100-plus or even 90-plus heat index readings, even if they're used to the heat. And we'd like to think that the animals are more used to it because they're out there all the time, so it's not that big a deal. Well, it kind of is. And especially if they're older in age or if they're maybe a cold climate breed of dog, it can be a little bit tougher. Sometimes we try to make up for the lack of exercise and interesting activities by allowing them to run around for a few hours in the morning before temperatures hit the mid-80s and 90s and 100s sometimes, and maybe again even in the evenings when it's cool enough. But you know, you've got to get up around sunrise to make sure all that happens too. So there are some other issues aside from just the water and shade thing, and one of those is whether or not to shave the dogs. You sometimes see people will shave their pets during the hot weather months, thinking that will maybe keep them cooler. Well, that's kind of a controversial thing, too. I was looking around for some tips and things on different websites to pick up some information, and it kind of boils down to that many people do believe that a dog is much better off with their natural coat, and that it provides a kind of insulation from the heat, actually sometimes keeping them cooler. Personally, some folks don't believe that necessarily is the case. Thick hair just kind of makes you hotter, dirtier, and more difficult to maintain. So it just kind of depends on the circumstances. First of all, when a dog is shaved, there's a high risk of acquiring a dangerous, painful sunburn. Now, you don't think about your dog walking around with a sunburn, do you? Necessarily? I mean, most people probably aren't considering that as being one of the big problems. But if you do shave the dogs, whether it be dog or cat, you could run into that bit of a problem too. Now, are you just going to hold them down and spread some copper tone on them every morning before you send them out for the day? No, it's probably not the case. I don't think the dog would like you very much if you did that to them each and every day. So, you know, you have to kind of weigh those kinds of things too. But you know, there are some disadvantages to you know, one way or the other. You can have the groomer leave maybe about a quarter inch of hair, and then maybe still leave the dog inside completely out of the sun during sunlight hours for maybe about a week or so. The second, another concern, though, has been sometimes the hair stops growing in quite as thick and dusty, especially if you have some of those larger dogs that have big, heavy coats on them. But it just kind of depends on the situation. Shaving your dog for the summer, pretty important decision for both you and your dog, so you don't necessarily take that lightly. Probably a good thing to talk to your veterinarian or your groomer, especially about the particular breed you have. Some breeds might react a little differently than others might. Now, there are the two other things that are absolutes, and we kind of talked about that up front. First and foremost, dogs and cats need plenty of fresh water available at all times. Now, that in a perfect world means more than just tossing a bowl of water out on the porch once a day. In the hot months, it's kind of nice to keep that bowl full, but you'll also maybe want to change it several times a day to keep it cool as well. You want to try to keep it cool as long as possible, so you want to keep it in an area where it's shaded, and maybe even consider a plastic or a ceramic bowl. A metal one absorbs the sun's heat, and of course, just like a frying pan, it could make it undrinkable a lot faster if it gets real hot. Something else you might want to consider, too, is some puppies and playful dogs like to splash and stick their paws in their water, which can make it turn dirty very quickly and undrinkable and, you know, and disappear, too, all over the place, as a matter of fact. So, you know, you might want to consider some sort of an alternative source of water, maybe an above-ground mounted crock or some sort of a water bottle type thing that they can drink out of. A water bottle may not supply water fast enough, though, for high quantities. And also, water bottles and crocks will hold less water, so you'll probably want to keep an alternative source around just in case. Now, you also want to make sure your dog has some shade, and preferably with a blowing breeze. If this area might be limited in size, you want to make sure that there's shade throughout the day, because, of course, the location of the sun changes course during the day. So just because the dog has some shade in the morning when you take off from work isn't necessarily the whole issue. Will it still be there in the prime heating hours in the middle of the afternoon? Now, a porch on the west side of the house might be pleasantly shaded and cool early in the day, but it might become unbearably hot and sunny by the mid-afternoon. So keep that in mind when you're taking care of business. And probably the best place to put the water dish would be in the shade as well, so the dog will spend some good quality time there. Now, there are some other ways for animals to beat the heat as well. You know, once your dog has the essentials, water and shade, you might want to explore some other ideas. One thing that some folks, some dog lovers swear by is the old kiddie swimming pool with about an inch of water in it. Some dogs just enjoy that. Water can heat up quickly, though, so you know, you want to keep it in the shade and refresh it often, too. But puppies sometimes love that kind of stuff. They'll just play around in there, and it's a good way to help keep them cool. There are some other interesting products and stuff out there today to help cool your pet down during the summer months as well. Different types of canine coolers and things like that. I've seen pictures of dogs running around with little outfits on and little bandanas on that have been dipped in water and different types of cooling agents and things like that. People spend a lot of money on their pets. I think all of us sitting here in the room probably have pets. You do?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, yes.
Unless you call a hamster.
Yeah, that counts.
Not really.
I don't know.
That's a mouse with a lucky break.
That's a good way to look at it, I suppose. Well, anyway, you could put a leash on it, take it for a walk, right? You never know what you could do with that. Microbead wearable products also become comfortable and are popular these days, and they can be an interesting idea, too. But you know, you want to wear them as only cooling opportunities there, too. You don't want to sometimes, and some dogs won't like that stuff either. I mean, you know what it's like. If you've ever had a dog that's not been on a leash or worn a collar very much, and all of a sudden you try to introduce something like that to them later on, a few years into their lives, you know how difficult that can be. It can be very difficult. They don't like it. And in some cases, they'll just keep after it until they tear it apart or get it off or get themselves in a world of hurt. So, you know, not all animals will like having different types of things, even if in the, they don't understand that it's good for them. But they might not necessarily enjoy that as much as you might enjoy taking a couple extra pictures of your dog, thinking it looks kind of cute. Fans are also another thing that can be used, too. There are some battery-operated fans and things for different situations. But, you know, in the long-term, everyday use, there are always concerns about safety issues with fans because they do involve electrical cords. They're designed usually for outside rather than inside usage. So there are some different issues with those, too. Livestock issues, of course, we see that at area county fairs and stuff, too. It's always warm this time of the year, and county fairs run through the time. So a lot of misting going on, a lot of fans, heavy fans running and things to keep those animals as comfortable as possible as well. Misters sometimes can work, but sometimes pets don't really like sitting under them. Try squirting your dog in the face sometime with a... Well, don't, actually. I'll tell you what happens. They don't like it, okay? You know, just a little squirt bottle and just spray a little mist. They don't like that kind of stuff. So while we might think it's great, and we see athletes sitting on sidelines at ball games all the time in front of those things, the animals, not so much. I mean, if they have a choice, they'll probably head in a different direction. So you just never know for sure. But bottom line is, the heat and your animals, they don't always work out well together. So when we're thinking about how we're going to deal with the heat, how are we going to dress today? What are we going to do? Where are we going to be? How are we going to deal with all this kind of thing? Think about your animals as well, because they can't really help themselves all the time too much in that regard. If they're just running loose, well, they can find shade. But if they're tied down, if they're in a fenced-in area, they don't always have the opportunity to seek out exactly what it is that they need. And they certainly can't go turn on the water spigot by themselves. So that's a bit of a problem. So we need to take some extra time and make sure that our pets and the animals and the dogs and cats in our lives that we care so much about have everything they need, too, so that they're comfortable and safe during the course of the day. And it does vary situation to situation and animal to animal. So it depends on the age, health, body size, hair, the amount of shade available, your ability to keep water fresh and clean, the actual temperatures and humidity levels. All those kinds of things need to be considered so that you don't have one of those unfortunate findings when you get home from work someday. Make sure you take good, close care of them and pay attention to those animals out there so that they can give you a number of more years of fun and enjoyment. I want to turn things back over to Brett and his hamster. He'd like to tell us more about Camblin's, Brett.
Kitchen remodels can be a trying time for all homeowners. But at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we want you to know that we can make the process as painless as possible. From our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can truly help design your new layout, cabinets, countertop, and let you see your room before ordering. With our plumbing department, you will have the advantage of several lines of products and the expertise of highly trained technicians. All our cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, and materials are discounted every day to give you the best value around. We can be reached in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. I just about give you the numbers backwards there. The thought of the day today is from Friedrich Nietzsche. It says, no journey is too great when one finds what one seeks.
All right, very good. Speaking of journeys, one more thing I should throw in there, too, about your animals, dogs especially. You know, if you like to take your dog out for a walk during the summer months, you know, we like to think that those pads on the bottom of their feet are indestructible. Well, they're not. And the concrete and tar and asphalt and things get very, very hot at different times. So if you're out walking your pet, remember, while those pads are tough, they're also sensitive and they can be burned while they're walking on those hot surfaces. So walk on grass or dirt, those types of things, and make sure you check those paw pads now and again to make sure there are no issues there, too. So all those little things add up to a healthy animal. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. You go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.